see what we've got for a, yay, Linda. Okay, at least one. Linda's special. Anybody else discovered it? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pretend. Oh, John has it? Okay, yay, John. Carol, what I was about to do is say I'm going to pretend that Leah is with us this morning, because Leah always raised her hand whether she had it or not, and we remarked about that. This is the first time our Valley Vista crew has come since we lost Leah, and we do miss her, and we celebrated the crown that she's now wearing to replace all the hats she used to wear, and so the promise is that anyone who longs for his appearing will also wear a crown of righteousness from the Lord. And so we remember Leah in that regard, and we are challenged and encouraged to follow in her footsteps of faith, and know that we'll all be wearing special hat crowns when we get up there along with the Lord. Okay, so what do we have here? We skipped kind of today in case you didn't come aware that this is our third Sunday, and we always have a food and fellowship fair. We call it the more spiritual name for potluck, and our food is holy as well. We have a good time of fellowship also. It's just like a big fair, so it's a food and fellowship fair, and there's plenty of food. Even if you didn't plan on staying to eat, we welcome you to stay afterward for our fellowship time also. Okay, Wednesday night, 6 to 7, we have our continuing study on the life and teachings of Peter. We're in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13, and following in this Wednesday. And this is Saturday at New Song Bible Church. They have, now is it actually Sheila Walsh going to be there? Or is this a simulcast? Okay, and it's for praying women from 10 to 12. Free event. And child care provided. You can read the rest. Kathy wants ladies to go with her. Us men are not allowed to go. So anyway, let Kathy know afterward if you're interested in joining the ladies out there at New Song. And then next Sunday, we'll be returning to our yearly theme, which if you haven't noticed, it's 2020 Vision in 2020. And with Genesis Gleanings number 2. Alrighty. And is that it? That it's okay. All right. I wanted to give some kudos to Dwayne back there because he and Vinny and Alex, Vinny's son Alex, helped move some furniture this week for people in need. And I got messed up in my schedule. He took care of it. Thank you, Dwayne. Where's your Aunt Anita? Running later than new. We hope she's coming. Because normally her and Don or Sue would be like getting the stuff ready during the service. If we don't have any of the usual, Michelle is volunteering. Okay, so, and Beth Ann. No, we don't want you in the kitchen. Don't want you in the kitchen, Dwayne. So, all right, thank you, ladies, for that as well. But I did want to give Anita a special kudo also, but if so she comes in late, she's going to get nailed for it. All right, and we will be having Marcus and Michaela sharing with us part of the service. I didn't give forewarning about this, but we're going to take a love offering for them, kind of. We're not going to, like, do it in a special way. So what we normally do, we have two offerings here at the Church of God already. One is your regular tithes and offerings, where we take your big bills and checks. Then later the kids come and grab the baskets, and they take the children's Change the World offering. That means we take your last penny. But if you put bills and checks in the baskets, that goes toward a love offering for Marcus and Michaela. Quit shaking your head, Marcus. All right? So do you all understand that ahead of time? Clear as mud? We'll remind you at some point. Okay. Otherwise, I was going to say, just give it to Anita, and she'll include it in the check she writes to them. Okay, am I forgetting anything else? Wanted to make sure that you noticed on the front of the bulletin, the graphic that there, if you can read it, has the word Valentine going down through John 3:16. All right? And so that's kind of cool. But of course, John 3:16 says that, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Thank you, Johnny, for leading us in that memory verse. Let's pray. Fathers, we come into your house today. As always, we do so with rejoicing and gratitude. First, for the freedom to do so, and also the forgiveness that we need as we come into your house today. Thankful, Lord, that we can come together, unite in our hearts and our spirit to lift to you the worship that you alone are worthy of. For God so loved us that we're here. Thank you, Lord, that as we respond to your love and as we unite together, you are honored and glorified, and people are drawn to you as a result. We pray that'll be the result of our time of worship here today. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. 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 Marcus, how long has it been since your grandpa's memorial service?
December 15th.
Was it December 15th? 14th, 15th, close enough. Almost exactly 2 months. Yeah. We had the privilege of being there for Walt Burt's memorial service. It was one of the most moving memorial services I have been privileged to be a part of. And they're always kind of moving to me anyway, but one very special part was Marcus and his bride, Michaela, sharing the song, "Love Remains." And I was so moved that I nailed Marcus right after, and I said, "You got to come and share that song with us." And he hem-hawed a little bit, had to work on him a little bit, went up to Bonner's Ferry and beat him up a little bit, not really, put some Burt Hurt on him. And eventually said yes, and we got a little bonus today with some family and friends, and so we're thankful for that. And they agreed to do another song as well, and so these are testimonies from Marcus and Michaela that they're going to share with us now. The Lord bless you as you come. Yeah. I'm not sure which one is taking this one.
Kingdoms come and go, but they don't
earth without you. We all live and we all die, but the end is not goodbye. The sun comes up and the season.
Hugs and kisses break. Hugs and kisses break. All right. As I often say, yeah. Everything.
beneath my feet.
I know that if Marcus had any voice left, you would want him to keep singing. But thank you for what you're willing to come. Yeah, give him another. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you. And so, as I said earlier, well, we're going to have another song here first. But I want to say now, since I already started, when the children come and get the baskets, this is the offering we take every Sunday for missions, for spreading the good news of God's love to other children around the world. And we take your last penny. It's a change the world offering. But if you want to contribute a love offering for Marcus and Michaela, then any bills and checks you put in the baskets will go toward that. And write the check to the Sandpoint Church of God if you're writing a check. Because we will write one check to them for the whole offering. Alrighty? But before that, we're going to share an old... Hey, we only sang it through... There we go.
The words you are about to experience are true. They will change your life if you let them. For they come from the very heart of God. He loves you. And He is the Father you have been looking for all your life. This is His love letter to you. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. For you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake. For all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb. And brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love. is my desire to lavish my love on you. Simply because you are my child, and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could. For I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand. For I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope. Because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore. And I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you. For you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul. And I want to show you great and marvelous things. You seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. For it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine. For I am your greatest encourager. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes. Take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son Jesus. For in Jesus my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you. And to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father and will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child?
That's entitled A Father's Love Letter. And again, giving thanks for the way I was raised in a pastor's home with the most ideal mother and father a person could imagine. I received a very clear picture of who God is through Jesus. And you know, they say that our fathers give us an image of God. And my father gave the best image one could imagine. But I thought about it, and I thought, you know, that's true, but my mom was kind of like Jesus to me. She was the more tender, compassionate, and you know how moms can be. And so I thought, well, that's kind of appropriate. Mom and dad, father, son, and the Holy Spirit worked through both of them to communicate that to my heart. And so the love of God, as it's been experienced in my life, has been quite marvelous. Some of you know that Mom and Dad's favorite song was The Love of God, and we're going to share that here in a minute. And for those of you who weren't able to be with us in Mama's memorial service that we had over at the funeral home, we all sang together The Love of God, kind of in memory of them, but also just celebrating that love. And the three leaders are, for those of you who don't know, on the extreme right is Don Landon, who used to be our song leader when we were pastoring in Kalispell. The middle one is my nephew-in-law, married to my niece Nikki, Matt. And then there's cement head Jim Carlson, who some of you know, that used to lead worship here as well. And so they led us in this song. The quality is kind of poor on the video and the audio, but you'll know the song, and I encourage you to sing along with us.
Thank you.
The love of God, rich and pure, measureless, without end. Due to the constraint of time, I'm going to have us skip the one song, and so we have time for a response and the prayer time that we share together. And we had another version of the love of God planned, but that'll be enough for today. And I just want to stress really our response to the Lord, because God's love is amazing and perfectly granted to us through Jesus. And sometimes we get the privilege to be expressions of it. And my prayer is that I'm a good expression of it. Had big footprints to walk in. And for those who have children, I hope that my speaking of mom and dad being all that to me is something that you will aspire to as well, and know that you are expressions of God's love to your children. But all of us have opportunities every day to share God's love with someone else, and so we want to do that. And the best way to begin that is to just express back to God how much we love Him for what He's done for us through Jesus. There's an old hymn that I think expresses that better than anything, and that is, "My Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, it's now." We're going to share that and then a medley with a chorus that's entitled, "I Love You, Lord." Sorry, it's a short chorus, but we're going to repeat it three times, kind of on purpose, because it reminded me that when Peter denied Jesus three times, you know that Jesus came back and gave him an opportunity three times to reaffirm his love for him. And so it's not too redundant to sing, "My Jesus, I love you," three times. And this will be our response. And here at the Church of God, we like to stand for our response. And if anyone feels led or moved, the altars are always open for you to pray here. So let's stand together as we sing these songs of response.
First loved me and cursed.
love you, Lord, with all of our hearts. We love you. And as usual, words are not adequate to express that love. And so we say, listen to our hearts. We offer ourselves back to you in response to your love. You gave your all. How can we hold anything back in return? Thank you, Lord, for that most marvelous of Valentines, named Jesus. Help us to share that Valentine with others freely, not withholding anything. Enable us by your Spirit and by your Word at work within us to give expressions of love that will be irresistible, that others can't help but respond to. As they see you lifted up in our lives, may they be drawn to you as you promised. Thank you, Lord, that as we share your love together, it just grows and grows and grows. And what a privilege it is to be a part of your family, part of your body, sharing that love together. Thank you for each one that's here today, for the love emanating from each heart. Thank you, Lord, that as we share love, we share praise to you and also concerns. We want to give you praise for answered prayer on behalf of Colton and the good report we've heard from him since we had that special prayer time last Sunday. And we just continue to entrust him to you, praying for full healing, that he'll grow strong and be the man that you have created him to be, an expression of your love. Thank you for a good report from Dee, who was not able to be with us today. We celebrate her and what you're doing in her and through her as well. Pray your continued strengthening day by day for her. The Beth Ann is able to be with us again as well. And cough-free. We just give you credit for these healings and for many others.